With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The Iran war has driven the price at the pump to an almost four-year high.
Gas prices in the U.S. have reached their highest level since 2022. AAA says the national average for a gallon of regular gas is now $4.02. That's over a dollar more than before the war began. The last time drivers were paying this much was nearly 4 years ago, following Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Prices vary from state to state due to factors ranging from supply to differing tax rates. Some drivers have been paying more than $4 a gallon for some time. Analysts say the cost of groceries could increase as businesses' transportation costs increase. I'm Mike Hempen.
We are hearing this morning from Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu.
The Israeli leader told the U.S. TV company Newsmax that he didn't want to put a schedule on when the war with Iran was likely to end. But he said the war was definitely beyond the halfway point and that he believed Iran's Islamic Republic would eventually collapse internally. Earlier, Donald Trump threatened to obliterate Iran's power plants, oil wells, and possibly water desalination plants if a deal was not reached shortly. The White House has downplayed suggestions that Mr. Trump's implied threat to hit civilian infrastructure could amount to the U.S. committing war crimes.
The BBC's David Bamford. Spice and flavorings company McCormick is combining with Unilever's foods division, which includes household names like Hellman's and Knorr. It's a multi-billion dollar deal. The launch window for NASA's Artemis II moon mission will open tomorrow evening for astronauts to embark on a lunar fly-around. On Wall Street, Dow futures are up more than 500 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 237. This is SRN News. Ohio lawmakers consider a drag show ban.
The State House of Representatives has approved the measure, which would not bar all drag performances, but only those where children are or might be present. Every single Democratic state senator voted against the legislation, which is now in the hands of the Ohio Senate. Republican supporters of the legislation say, quote, it also establishes clearer legal standards to help maintain privacy and safety in spaces designated for biological females. Michael Harrington reporting.
A tremendous number of American kids are using the social media platform TikTok. A new report from the Pew Research Center finds that nearly 70% of adolescents ages 13 to 17 use the platform, and about one in five teens say they're on it constantly. Child protection advocates say it's a big problem, accusing TikTok of allowing content that sexualizes minors and could lead to them being sex trafficked. This is SRN News. The Trump administration has followed through on a threat to sue the state of Minnesota for allowing transgender athletes to compete in girls' sports.
The Justice Department alleges in a lawsuit filed Monday that the State Department of Education and the Minnesota State High School League are violating Title IX. That's a federal law against sex discrimination in educational programs that receive federal money. The administration has filed similar lawsuits against Maine and California and threatened the federal funding of some universities, including San Jose State in California and the University of Pennsylvania. Bob Agner reporting.
High-tech systems allowing drivers to take their hands off the wheel while traveling down the road will be scrutinized again by federal investigators in connection with two fatal crashes involving Ford's Blue Cruise system. The NTSB expected to recommend ways to improve the partially automated driving systems. More details, SRNNews.com.